Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. Hey. First things first.
Well, oh well. So as a nation, we sat in anticipation. We heard damning allegations last week by General Mkhwanazi. Ukuthi kunabantu who are rolling with criminals but holding very, very high positions. And we thought, you know what, our president is going to come back from Rio de Janeiro, that is Brazil, because they're traveling in this country. Boy president. Said, you know, this guy is going to take a decision.
Ziyakhala.
Something is going to happen. We waited. Even though we have to wake up at 3 o'clock or 4 o'clock in the morning, we waited. And then this is what we got.
These allegations, therefore, call for an urgent and comprehensive investigation. To address these allegations and the implications of these allegations, I'm establishing a judicial commission of inquiry that will be chaired by Acting Deputy Chief Justice Moisile Madlanga. Justice Madlanga will be assisted by Advocate Sesi Baloyi, Senior Counsel, and Advocate Sandy Lekumalo, Senior Counsel. The commission will investigate allegations relating to the infiltration of law enforcement, intelligence, and associated institutions within the criminal justice system by criminal syndicates. Among the allegations that the commission may investigate are the facilitation of organized crime, suppression or manipulation of investigations, inducement into criminal actions by law enforcement leadership, commission of any other criminal offenses and intimidation, victimization or targeted removal of whistleblowers or officials that are resisting criminal influence.
Allegations.
Okay. Here's the thing here. It's either angifuna ukuxosha umngani wami, I do not want to fire my friend, and therefore I want other people to fire my friend, or keep my friend. I don't want to do anything because it's not going to look good. Then there's the other element to this. Because I'm a liberal, but I always have a problem with liberals and I fight with my liberals all the time. I hate the fact that we do not make decisions. And conservatives actually go out there and they make decisions. Oh, Trump ungene within 40 days. I need to sign tariffs.
Something.
But we don't do anything.
Yeah.
We are so indecisive. That's why this country is filled with indabas. There's indabas everywhere. There's never an Izenzo conference that we just don't do. What do you say, B?
Look, I'll tell you one thing. I was listening to him and I was like, my dog, Cupcake, come now, man. Look, I know your friend is the one that was making sure that that Palapala thing didn't go as big as we wanted it to go, right? But it's just too obvious. It's too obvious, guys. It's in plain sight that he is not a decision maker. At the end of the day, he's not. And it's just, it's exposing man. Yeah, jumpy is a dog, basically.
I think we are the problem.
South Africans.
I think we are the problem.
What did you
do? Because Ramaphosa has consistently shown you how he makes decisions. And we are kidding ourselves.
And we're keeping him in.
Yes. We are the people who've decided. We voted the way we voted. And we know the kind of leader he has been. So I give him props for being consistent the way he decides.
Wait, Kat, when you are in the news, have you guys done a tally of the commissions of inquiries that we've had in this country?
We've had many. We really have.
And we spent a billion, right, on the state capture.
Yeah. And there hasn't actually been a conviction.
I'm in the wrong business.
Yeah.
I am in the wrong business. I need to cook for all of these commissions.
I'm
a billion.
There's a coastline.
And I'm full of pegalute in Ningi. You know? Is there and the beetroot? There's no butternut. Anyway, I just wanna ask you at home. How do you deal with an indecisive person? Do you have an indecisive person in your family who's the leader of the family, but they never wanna make decisions because they want to keep their hands clean? At work, do you have an indecisive boss?
Cat. She's my indecisive friend. It was.
Is it?
Yeah. Ah.
Oh, wow.
She
never knows which tea to drink.
Are you ginger?
Yes.
Are you green tea? Mm-hmm. I give you options.
Oh, wow. 0636880959. That's the number for your voices. I want to hear from you. Or give us a call. Tell us. Do you deal with somebody who's indecisive at work? Do you deal with somebody who's indecisive in your family, the head of your family? Sees the world, K959 on the streets and on the air.
Tina abanye yabona ukuba calm kwaqa president. One day sizobona ukuthi why this guy is so calm. I'm not a fan yakhe, like I don't like the ruling party nana. But this thing is taking to another direction. Number one, igebeng zoboshwa maple. Zizoboshwa igebeng ezakwa ANC. Bathanda bangathandi futhi. Amaphosa oqalile uzobopha ama-comrades wakhe. Ubheke Hazel Roll manje. Ubheke la eGauteng. Panyaza is one of them. Yonke i-cabinet yakhe obolebuhlang mayile bazolile. You go to ekuruleni ku-West obuqhakaza. The same person bekakhala ngokuthi no, there were billions that were missing in mele kube ne-investigation. Remember ukuthi yena lo qhakaza, he was MMC of finance at that time, makulahleka leyo mali. So who's fooling who? So wise move by the president. We are going to support him. We are going to also forward away to our allegations because some of us we are whistleblowers.
Lalela amagama abantu inkomo.
Everybody has that person in your life. That person that alludes to things, but they never make a decision. Mm. But they know the idea was theirs. If you're a South African and you expected different results yesterday, shame on you, because you know this is how we deal with things as South African. Mm. Our president is very indecisive, and for him to make a decision, then he will make a decision. But anyway, I didn't expect anything different. This is just how South Africa operates. Nothing surprising.
You know, you say but it is. We are currently on fire.
It's been burning.
It's been burning.
For years.
It's been burning. Ziyakhala.
Ah, my play.
Yebo.
Lana sikhala ngomcondo lapha, Jongtholo.
Imbulo
siphethwa amafya mfethu. Labantu badlala ngencindo zethu. Uthi dukudungu papapapa. Indaba kaMchunu ayisangena. Sekuthuliwe ngayo, akusakhulunywa ngayo indaba kaMchunu ukuthi uMchunu khisa kiphelulile. Wena bukela uzobona. Labantu nje bayabhekelana. Bayaprotectana. So sisekukhulu nje, sisekukhulu. Umkhonazela kalwe and nasi ma South Africa simsupporting.
How long is this going to go on for? That's my problem. How long is this going to go on for? Because now we are on social media. We are seeing these things. You know, we are having these conversations. Mm. It's not like back in the days where now every day we are talking politics. How long is this going to go on for?
And I think what makes it even more difficult is that we're so quick to comment on social media. But when it means going to vote,
mm-hmm.
when it means taking it to the streets, mm.
All right, guys, you are busy sunscreen. You remember how former President Thabo Mbeki fired former President Jacob Zuma in the middle of the night? We've lived through those times.
Thanks, bye.
We've lived through those times where you had a finance minister for a weekend, fired by Monday. You know what I'm saying? I'm a decision. How do you deal with somebody who's indecisive?
Morning, guys. I'm one of the people that are in, you know, full support of the president. This is a great decision done or made by the president. A lot of people are going to get into a lot of shit because a judicial commission or inquiry, you know, in essence, will openly investigate all these claims and allegations, and more things are going to come out, more skeletons are going to come out. So most definitely, Senzo and all the thugs in Gauteng are going to get into detail.
Do you know what's the problem? Do you know what's the problem about this? I think a South African sitand umgosi. Because, yes, it's going to be just umgosi, and then we're going to go siyakhekla and go and tweet, kunini ngithi yo, and then what's going to happen afterwards?
Do you remember Ma Umamba Thabile Athe? We all have smolanyana skeletons, and once they come out, all hell will...
I get bored.
My place, siyababona abantu endlini or siyababona abantu emsebenzini or whatever who are indecisive. Sikhuluma ngalo lo umngameli wethu. That was a total waste of time. I think that's the person I know who is the most indecisive. I mean, since he went into power, He has not taken any decision for anything, really. The only decision he took was against, Israel. That's it. But the rest, Lumuntlo is indecisive. No, that guy just wasted our time and just put hopes for nothing. This email, he has a busy meeting. That could have been an SMS, Suga.
Hey, my plan is thing. Was a loot and a layo male, so set aside for layo commission. Was a yeet and my lap on the way.
I did say it, but okay, listen, I'm going to bang a father now.
Pablo, good morning. Man, I am that one indecisive person, you know. And I understand where Rams is coming from, you know. Sometimes you can't make decisions solely because, you know, you don't want to hurt people's feelings. You know, because for every decision, you know, someone's feelings will get hurt, you know. So, mina, I understand the Rams.
Yeah, taxpayers' money.
I want to imagine, I'm understand. Only for this time. I'm for Milan, but I understand because mina, hey, it's a far, no Rams. You know, to make a decision, hey, you always calculate. Manga has a son, no, no. Manga has a son, no. Is it going to work? Is it not going to work? So, I clearly understand him.
You know what my problem with Abantabanjengawe, my guy, is the fact that why do you guys like to be in leadership positions? Because being in a leadership position requires you to actually make a decision.
And stand by it.
Whether it's wrong in Nansotila Nayo Pambi, we want somebody who's decisive. Keep those voice notes coming on 0636 880 959. It is Seize the World right here on Kaya 959 on the street and on the air.
Honestly, all South Africans that expected something different or a tada from our president, I'm sorry, but all of you are so gullible.
Not a
South
tada.
Africans are so gullible. This was highly, highly expected. This is what the president is doing, this inquiry. It's just another way for them to get their rules in the dark so that nobody's going to be held accountable. Unfortunately, maybe even so, somebody's going to die in the process to hide everything. But nothing is going to come out of this, honestly. Or they're just going to pin it on somebody else.
You are so Zulu.
Morning. Undecisive people, they are emotionally draining, mm-hmm. draining. So, I just pack and go. I don't wait. I don't have enough patience to be waiting on someone to decide whether they will decide or not. No.
You know, it reminds me of a conversation that I had with Mpo actually last week, where Mpo was just like, Ukjela once, this is the decision that we need to take. If you don't take it, she'll take it.
Mm.
I'm surprised that we are surprised by Ramaphosa's inaction. This reminds me of those days when we didn't have DSTV and SABC would say the game is delayed live. Maybe me, I don't understand English. What is with immediate effect? If allegations are made last week Sunday and then you come in to suspend, you're not even suspend, put somebody on special leave the next Sunday and you call that immediate effect. Maybe my English is a bit I don't know.
Thank you for all your voice notes.
And if you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.